Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, you're listening to my favourite Elliott Smith song. If you haven't listened to us before, then this is the podcast that's all about keeping Elliott Smith's legacy alive in our own very small way. And we do that by speaking to well-known fans about their favourite song of his. So hi, and welcome to our final episode of 2018. It's been a great year, and I'm really pleased we can round it off in style with an interview with the actress and musician Emily Kinney. Emily made her name acting on TV, principally as Beth Greene in the hit TV show The Walking Dead, though she's appeared in several other major programmes as well. And when she's not acting, she writes and plays music. Emily's released 3 albums so far, and her most recent one, Oh Jonathan, came out in August this year. Now, Emily discovered Elliott Smith when she was starting out in her acting career in New York, and she's been a big fan ever since. In this interview, we talk about how her favourite song pick helped her through some difficult times during that period when she was trying to make it as an actress, as well as how Elliott has influenced her as a musician. So here we go then, here's the interview with Emily Kinney.
I am Emily Kinney. I picked Between the Bars. There's a lot of songs of Elliott Smith's that have been my favorite at different times, but that one had the most like very specific memories attached to it. When I first got into Elliott Smith, I lived in New York City, and it was a time when I was, this is before I had worked on Walking Dead. I was doing more like theater, auditioning for like guest spots on TV. And I remember that song being on my iPod and listening to it a bunch in the subway. Like, I lived in Brooklyn, so it would be sometimes quite a long subway ride to and from auditions. And I just remember it, like, listening to it over and over again. So it has this very, like, you know, when I listen to that song, I think of, like, being on the subway in New York City and a very, like, specific time in my life.
Drink up, baby. Stay up all night with the things you could do. You won't, but you might. The potential you.
This idea of like drink up, like don't worry about the day, like I was applying it to like the sounds and scenes of New York City, of like my way of like, you know, getting done with auditions. And I loved to go to, maybe not like going out to all the bars, but I loved going to music clubs. I loved going to Rockwood, Pianos, Mercury Lounge. There was this place called Pete's Candy Store that did like bingo night. And then they also had a lot of singer-songwriters sing. And, you know, for me, music is so much a way to like take a break, or like, it's like my fun thing in a way. Like, I love acting, but you don't really have a lot of control over like who picks you. But for me, like after going to auditions and whether I felt good or bad about them, I was like, oh, I'm going to like go out to Rockwood. And it's how I met a lot of my first friends in New York City, was musicians that I met. And going, okay, we'll go to this show at Mercury Lounge at 9 and then at 10 go over to Rockwood. And so for some reason that song like had this resonance with me of like going out, having a drink, seeing music as a way to like not worry about if someone was going to like pick me.
Drink up with me now and forget all about the pressure of days. Do what I say and I'll make you okay. And drive them away, the images stuck in your head.
I think people seem to be a bit divided on what the song means. On the one hand, it could be Elliott playing the role of alcohol when he sings. Alternatively, he could be himself trying to sort of soothe someone. What do you take it to mean?
I used it more as like a soothing sort of song. There definitely is that thing of the alcohol part of it. Like, you know, maybe you're feeling a little like let down or rejected by the day. I think when I was first auditioning in the city, there were other things I attached to it too, of just like the people you don't want around anymore and that sort of thing. Like I did feel much like even the days that I needed that sort of soothing, I definitely wasn't going to like stop. Like I wasn't gonna like not go to auditions or like, you know, sort of like, okay, I have to sort of take in a certain amount of rejection and this will provide sort of some like magical evening or like some soothing, but I'm also not gonna like go back to Nebraska or something. Yeah, I think for me it was more of like a soothing song, like a song I could listen to after an audition and be like, whatever, I don't care.
I think the other bit of ambiguity in the song is what between the bars means. You know, it could be between the prison bars, the bars in a song, or even the bars on a night out. Do you have any thoughts on that, on what you kind of interpret it to be?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of imagined them, yeah, like between the bars, like the bars where we're going to go drinking or like the music, you know, clubs or whatever, like, oh, like I'll kiss you between the bars, like, you kind of have found this like community or people or like person, obviously, like in the song. I did imagine, like, if I'm looking at it more as like just looking at the story, yeah, I imagined it as bars, like, oh, you find someone to experience the evening with, to have fun with, to go out and have a drink with. I really like the way the song sounds too. I think there's something, you know, about the words that are a little bit harsher. And I think like he does this in a lot of his songs where it's like very direct and in a way that maybe feels a bit hard, like it hurts a little. But then the music around it and his voice is a little more like magical in a certain way, or like soothing, easy to swallow, sort of, if that makes sense.
Drink up, baby, look at the stars, I'll kiss you again, between the bars where I'm seeing you there, with your hands in the air, waiting to finally be caught.
So tell us how you first got into Elliot Smith.
Yes, I can remember when I was first introduced to Elliot Smith for sure. Because, like, I mostly grew up, you know, listening to, like, my parents' music, like, classic rock. And then eventually, like, top 40. I mean, I grew up in Nebraska. And then I kind of slowly started to branch out in college. And then once I moved to New York City with indie artists. And then especially once I was in New York City, then I was going to see, like, local Brooklyn bands and stuff like that. And when I found out about Elliot Smith was I was dating this guy. He was in this band called Lowry. I don't know if you remember, if you know that band at all. But Alex, the singer, I dated him briefly. And I was at his place and he was working on a song. And it was Say Yes. And he was playing it. And I was like, oh, my God, this song's beautiful. He was learning it for a wedding that he had to sing at for like a brother or a cousin or something like that. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this song is so beautiful. I love it so much. Like, what are you... like, what is that song? He's like, oh, it's Elliot Smith. You don't know Elliot Smith? And I said, you know, no. I immediately, like, went home and looked up Say Yes. And then, like, you know, as you do, like, then dived into that whole album. So I had kind of a late start, I guess, getting to know Elliot Smith. I just didn't know. I just wasn't exposed to it, I guess, until then.
And you've recorded with our friends at Elliot's old studio, New Monkey. Tell us how that came about.
Actually, it was my friend Ben Greenspan, who is a big Elliot Smith fan. He brought that place to my attention, and we needed a place to... we'd been recording all of my album mostly just in, like, a little studio in Santa Monica, just me and him. But we'd been doing, like, some program drums and things like that, and we wanted to, of course, record real drums and real piano and all of that. And so we needed a space for a few days. And so we recorded Back on Love, this song called Popsicles. So yeah, it was cool. It was really fun to spend some time in that space. It's like a very vibey, like magical space. there's enough room to do everything that you need to do, but it's also like small enough to feel kind of like cozy. So I really had a nice time there. And I do think it's really cool to spend time in spaces that have like a history like that.
And do you take any of Elliot's approach to music and work it into your own style?
I feel like his kind of music is, even though it sounds very different than mine, I feel like I have a very like eclectic taste in music. But one thing that I do really like is like a really beautiful songs and like a really strong, like I said before, point of view and stories. You know, that's what makes me want to write songs. And although my songs sound very different, they come from, I think, a very similar place of just kind of like sorting through my emotions and sorting through my life. And I think I do write, when I'm writing by myself, I'm writing in a more like, I guess, folk kind of place. I don't know that his stuff's like folk, but sort of it, like storyteller sort of place. And then, you know, once I get to the studio or I'm playing them live, like I add more sounds and they become shaped into something else. But I do feel like, I feel like my songs come from a similar place of like wanting my side of the story, my point of view to get to come out. Even though I don't know much about him personally, there's definitely like this person in my mind that's been sort of shaped through his music that you feel like you know the person's headspace a little bit. You know what I mean? Like I feel similar about, there's other artists that I feel like, if you know that band Frightened Rabbit, that's another band that I've always really, really connected to where it's like, feel like you can get inside their headspace a little bit. Or like someone completely different that I love is Kacey Musgraves. And her album, you know, it's like that where like you almost see how they're like processing the world. It feels like someone's actual voice, and whether or not they had help writing the song or not, I don't think they did. But if they did, it still feels like it's coming from like one person and their point of view. And I want my music to feel like that, too.
So thanks very much then to Emily Kinney for being the final guest of 2018 on my favourite Elliot Smith song. As I was saying at the beginning, it's been a really fun year doing it, and I hope it's been at least a small bit enjoyable for you listening to it. We'll be back in action on the 10th of January when we'll be speaking to the musician John Paul White, so hopefully you can join us for that one. And then a little bit further down the line, in February 2019, we're going to take a short break to plan for a second season of this podcast. Hopefully, with a little bit of time off, we can work on refreshing the format where we can bring you better episodes from the spring next year. But of course, we'll continue to keep you updated on when we'll be going away and when we'll be coming back. So lastly, thank you to Elizabeth Wood Stanley for co-producing this show. And thank you all so much for all your support over this year. Whether you've been sharing the podcast, getting in touch, or even just listening to it, it's all really, really appreciated. Hope you have a great Christmas and a happy new year if you're celebrating. We'll see you in 2019.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.